Society Integita, Structure. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. In this video, I will describe how Society Integita works, its basis, and how it is structured. Tegetan Society is present in all four planets that orbit the Pleiadian star Tegeta, also known as 19 Tauri, of the M45 constellation, as it is named and classified on Earth, and also found on planet Sindriel, which orbits the orange giant Aldebaran outside of the Pleiades star cluster. So Tegetan Society is present in five planets, although Sindriel is considered a colony. The first four are about 440 light-years away from Earth, and the last is Sindriel, which is only 65 light-years away. The one closest to the Sun Tegeta is Tema, which is a sea planet, 90% covered in water, and the remaining 10% of the land mass is distributed throughout countless islands, where the biggest is Talika, which is roughly the size of New Zealand. Tema is classified as a super-inhabitable planet, which means that it is friendlier and more favorable to Lyrians or human life than Earth itself. The second one is Era, which is a forest planet, although Era is very friendly to Lyrian or human biology and its needs, it is not considered a super-inhabitable planet by a narrow margin. Its only problem is that it tends to get very cold in its long winters. The third one is Procyon, which is roughly 20% larger than Tema or Era. It is a jungle planet with a hot and humid environment, and with dangerous biological species living there. Adding to this, its strong gravity makes it a difficult place to live in, for Lyrian or human biology. The fourth planet is Dakote, the smallest of the four, where its far orbit keeps it eternally frozen. It is an Arctic tundra planet, and difficult to live in, especially when its inhabitants have much better options at their disposal. The fifth planet of the Tegetan Society is Sindriel, which is roughly 375 light-years away from the other four, and only 65 light-years from Earth, as it orbits the giant star Aldebaran. It is a desert paradise planet, friendly to human Lyrian biology, and would be easily classified as a super-inhabitable planet if it didn't have one significant problem: the value and the duration of time there, relative to the rest of the stars and planets of this galactic quadrant, is so radically different that it makes interactions and socialization with other people and races outside Sindriel very difficult, to the point of being nearly impossible. For example, although a day there feels the same to anyone living it, outside 7 to 9 days would have passed on Earth, or 4 to 5 days would have passed on Tema or Era. Each town in each one of the five planets has its council, which answers to a large council that controls a larger region, and that larger one will also belong to an even larger one, and so on until it reaches the level of the High Council of the Tegetan Civilization, which sees for the interests of the population in all five planets. The entire population can participate in any one of those councils, be them the local small ones, or the larger planetary and society level councils, all the same, as long as the volunteers state and explain why they want to participate, and what they have to offer for the resolution of the subject at hand and to be discussed. The entire population of Tegeta consists of roughly 38 million people, distributed across the five inhabited planets. Most of the population lives on planet Tema, which is by far the most inhabited planet of the five, home to 20 million Tegetans, and with the largest concentration of people living in, or around Talika city itself, followed by planet Era as the next most inhabited planet, at 17 million inhabitants. After Tema and Era, the next inhabited planet is Procyon, with around 930,000 people living there, and then Dakote with only 20,000 people, or less, while Sindrian has a population of about 50,000 people. For planets and a colony, for only 38 million people means that there is no scarcity of resources of any kind, as food and raw materials for construction, transportation and technology are abundant and easy to obtain for everyone. Tejetan society is a steppe council holistic society with a monarchy to represent them, and does not need a monetary system or any kind of economy as all the resources are so abundant that every citizen has all he or she needs or wants, free to take and at their disposal. Tejetans in general don't have a lack mentality. They concentrate their efforts on self-improvement, which also includes the improvement of the society they live in as they do not see it as something separate from them. The drive to accumulate wealth is not the main drive of their lives, as they have their survival assured. Tejetans live to expand their life experience and their spiritual growth, pursuing their personal interests and dreams. As they accomplish their personal goals, they also enrich the society in which they live in, simply because what they do reflects onto the rest of what surrounds them. As they pursue their personal goals and interests, the rest of their society is enriched with what each one of them has to offer, in an existential balance where personal interests and goals in the end act as service to others, with it feed the greater population with whatever is needed. Pursuing and working on personal goals and interests results in service to society and others automatically. Where hard work is needed, for example when it is necessary to set up a new water waste processing system, people are in the mentality of helping out their community because it will also end up benefiting them. When this kind of hard and uncomfortable work needs to be done, people voluntarily give a helping hand, where only in some rare extreme conditions, the people are called to work by their local council, but only 1 to 3 hours a week, and only until the issue at hand is resolved. Yet even in these cases, if someone does not wish to participate, they are respected and left to be. But this is hardly ever the case. Just about everyone is willing to participate in the resolution of any problem, as it also gives them a chance to see some action in their lives, because they also see it will benefit them in the end. So people who do not wish to participate usually have a good reason not to, even if it is only a personal one. In everyday life, ugly and uncomfortable jobs are done by automation, where advanced machines with artificial intelligence do the hard work, such as handling waste or recycling materials, leaving the citizens a lot of free time for nicer things. Schools in Tejetan are voluntary, where it is the children who set up their work time, the way they want to be taught, and the subjects they want to learn, and not the system or society. The first things children are taught are survival and independence skills, which will be the base for more advanced learning as they grow. Homeschooling is quite common in Tejetan, although even those children voluntarily end up going to school simply looking for interaction with youngsters their age, and all that surrounds them, and nurtures their interests. Holistic societies like Tejetan are known for not having a government as such, as it is truly made up of the people, and where any citizen can participate, with no need for elections or any kind of selection process, only respecting the limitations and the order of the events as it would logically be. Even the Tejetan's military, which is known to be large for the total amount of population, is voluntary, and driven by the younger generation's need for adventure, and because of their inherent need to help others attain a holistic society of their own. Yet even a society such as the Tejetan one, is not without its problems, as the population there knows that they may be vulnerable to outside invaders who wish to take over their rich peaceful planets. And this idea of the possibility of being invaded is most probably deeply rooted in Teijita's past, and in its first difficult and turbulent years there, as we will see in upcoming videos, as well as because it has been the target of several takeover attempts. The population of Teijita knows that it is comfortable on their planets, as problems of wars and crime are virtually non-existent there, perhaps too comfortable because they know themselves to be very innocent and over-empathic people with a heavy people-pleasing mentality, a subproduct of their holistic society where everyone helps everyone else out when in need, and never abusing one another. The sense of internal society safety in Teijita is very strong, to the point where they do not need a police force as such, and where the only thing that may be similar to one are search and rescue teams, SAR teams, which do multiple tasks inside the planets, and where is some situation is too big or difficult for them, they will call in the military. Both the SAR teams and the military are fully voluntary. All this may give the population a slight sense of unsafety paranoia, which is reflected in its large and sophisticated military. Treaties of cooperation exist among all the inhabitants of the stars of the Pleiades star cluster. It is called the Alcyon Council, which can be taken as the highest council organism which represents and takes care of the interests of all the races and population of Pleiades M45. Yet it will not intervene, nor will they impose anything onto the sovereignty of each society and culture of the star cluster. The Alcyon Council appointed the Engen race from the star Electra, also known as Space Vikings, as the guardians of the safety of the Pleiades star cluster, and not the heavily militarized Teijitans, although every race cooperates guarding their sector. In general, Teijitans are peaceful people built with strong ethics and principles, with a strong inclination towards pursuing spiritual practices and advances, and are heavily inclined towards being mentors and teachers of other races, for example, humankind on Earth. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing for more. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. Take care and be wise. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.